Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast when your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, the fullness pulls away, and the new from the old, and the tear will get worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. There are those who say that suffering helps making us more gentle, more loving, more patient, more understanding. But to be real, suffering also creates bitterness in people, resentfulness and hatred. But in order to make our suffering Christ-like and aligning ourselves up with Christ, we have to have trust. Trust that God knows what God is doing and that the suffering in our life, we don't understand the plan of God, but we trust that the Lord does understand what our needs are. And that suffering, if we are united with Christ, is in line with what God has planned for us, even though we don't see what was in the end. Trust that the Lord knows what he's doing with us. And we heard, we heard in the Hebrews about Jesus Christ being obedient, accepting the suffering and being obedient even unto death. And as we line ourselves up, we too are to be obedient as we trust in the Lord. And it's not very popular to obey suffering, but that's the way it is, that as we imitate Christ as being obedient, as Christ was obedient and accepted suffering in his life, because God knew what the end, God knows what the plan is for God, not for me. Excuse me. And so, we too are to accept that suffering. Now, there's some suffering that comes from our family, some suffering that comes from living together as a community, suffering that comes to that work. The suffering comes from many different directions, but we relieve as much suffering as we can, but even Christ relieved that suffering, but there are some sufferings that we cannot relieve. And so we trust. We trust that the Lord knows what he is doing. And so today we place our trust in the Lord. And Johnny Sane was a baseball pitcher for the Boston Braves back when the Braves were in Boston. And they were in the World Series, and there was a phrase that came out of that World Series is Warren Spahn was the other pitcher. Spahn and Sane and pray for rain. But Johnny Sane was the one that also coined another phrase. He said, no one wants to hear about the labor pains. Everybody wants to see the baby. And so we don't want to hear about those labor pains, but rather we want to trust in the Lord that there's going to be joy in our suffering as we unite ourselves with Christ, and especially now we unite ourselves here at the altar with Christ's suffering, who was suffering even unto death, being obedient to his Father. May we too be obedient by trusting in the Lord as we unite our pain and suffering with the Lord.